everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We received an email from Scott that we'd like to share with you today. Scott begins his email by saying that he has an iPod and he's been listening to the Mormon Channel for a while. He says he loves that the content on the Mormon Channel is available to download. He says, "My heart is touched almost every day in some way. The Mormon Channel has inspired me to just keep trying, to keep going. Thanks. Life has been hard for the past few years." Then Scott begins to tell us his story. He said that several years ago, life was going pretty great for him. He says, "Things did not seem like they could be better. I was at the top of my career, I had 4 great kids, a nice home, and pretty much everything anyone could want. Life had its normal challenges, but life as a whole was pretty great." He doesn't go into details, but he says, "I made some poor choices that changed everything." He was ultimately sent to jail and says of his life now, "There is nothing in my life that is the same today, really nothing. My job, church, family, all that I thought I held dear, I have been given to the buffetings of Satan. I am working very hard to get back all that I lost from my poor choices and not valuing what I had." This is the part of his email that is particularly touching. He says, "Sometimes it is so hard to see when the trial is wrapped around you so tight, it feels like you cannot breathe or ever escape from it. Then one day you realize that the tight feeling you have is Heavenly Father's grasp, holding you with a grip that is unwilling to let you go." Scott is absolutely right, and the last line of his email is so powerful when he says that God holds us with a grip that is unwilling to let us go. He does. He holds on to us tight, and he never lets us go. Thank you, Scott, for being willing to share your story with us. It's a powerful message for all of us today, and we appreciate it. There's another story we'd like to share with you today. It's a simple story and even kind of a funny story, but the message is incredibly powerful. It's the story of a donkey and a well, and this is taken from the ChrisVozShow.com, and it's the donkey in the well story. It's a life parable, and this is what he says on his website. "One day, a farmer's donkey fell down into a well. The animal cried piteously for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the donkey was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth it to retrieve the donkey. He invited all his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried horribly. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down at the well. He was astonished at what he saw. With each shovel of dirt that hit his back, the donkey did something amazing. He shook it off and took a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up and over the edge of the well and happily trotted off. Life is going to shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt. The trick to getting out of the well is to shake it off and take a step up. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping, never giving up. Shake it off and take a step up." Isn't that a great story? There are moments in life where we may feel like that. People are dumping dirt on us and they just keep doing it, perhaps over and over again. But the moral of this story is, shake it off and take a step up. Isn't that great advice? There's another piece of good advice that a mother gave to her son who was a football player. That man, Joseph B. Worthland, later became a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He shared this experience in General Conference, October 2008, and it's from a talk entitled, "Come What May and Love It." Here's the story in his own words.
When I was young, I loved playing sports and have many memories of those days, but not all of them were pleasant. I remember one day after my football team lost a tough game, I came home feeling discouraged. My mother was there. She listened to my sad story. She taught her children to trust in themselves and each other, not blame others for their misfortunes, and to give their best effort in everything they attempted. When we fell down, she expected us to pick ourselves up and get going again. So the advice that my mother gave me then wasn't altogether unexpected. It stayed with me all the rest of my life. "Joseph," she said, "come what may and love it." I have often reflected on that counsel. I think she meant that every day has peaks and shadows and times when it seems that the birds don't sing and bells don't ring. In spite of discouragement and adversity, those who are happiest seem to have a way of learning from difficult times, becoming stronger, wiser, and happier as a result.
In that last paragraph that we just played, he says, "Every life has peaks and shadows and times when it seems that the birds don't sing and bells don't ring." But the part that's particularly encouraging is he says that those who are happiest seem to have a way of learning from difficult times, becoming stronger, wiser, and happier as a result. That's some great advice to remember when life gets hard. And don't forget the formula from our friend, the donkey. Shake it off and take a step up. Those are the messages we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to close with today is entitled "Peace Giver," featuring Jenny Jordan Frogley. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
Days that have been, days that will come, seem like a blur in the heat of the sun. And I find when the strain is too much to bear, and I can't find peace, no, in anyone. His feet.